As the play Koi, Like the Fish, opens, Koi announces his retirement to his son, Guy.
I'm still in shock.
You know, I thought they had the tiki on kicking and screaming or in a body bag.
Well, kind of.
You're kind of retired or kind of what?
Nah, they kind of had to drag me out kicking and screaming.
What happened?
They made me retire.
Who, the shop?
No, the doctor.
If you've had a serious illness in your family, maybe you know this conversation. Yeah. How the whole world slides to one side of the room and starts to tilt over.
How bad is it?
I feel fine.
What did the doctor say then?
He said, you know the thing about doctors? They tell you sick, and all of a sudden you feel sick.
This play is not without humor, really. But here's the big question. Then, the really big question.
Was it something you needed to do?
Well, actually there is.
Name it.
Would you consider moving in?
Hawaii style, there's a family answer. A cousin, Yosefa, her husband, Bryce, and their baby have fallen on hard times, and they move in to help out and save rent. Things go well until Bryce, under pressure, starts taking off.
What's going to make his favorite? Chopped steak with onions?
Oh, you can make that for me.
Nice try. Bought you some fish.
Raw with shoyu and onion?
You know the rules. No raw foods, parasites. No shoyu. High blood pressure.
No, don't tell me.
You guessed it.
Steam.
And Koi's so precious smart. Koi pond, with its single, all-important inhabitant, is cracked.
I can't believe you did this.
Maybe you should calm down.
Boy, maybe you should get out of my house.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going and never coming back. Yo, you coming with me?
Oh.
Koi, where would we go? Jesus, the fact that we have no money.
Nothing's easy or unfamiliar in this picture.
I actually am a caretaker for my mother. So I thought, you know, I could delve into that. And it hasn't been as simple as I thought it would be.
That's Nani Morita. She plays Yosefa, who cares for her Uncle Koi.
I think there are a lot of people that think it's easy. And they don't realize how emotionally draining it is. How much harder it is when, like, say, it's your mother or your father. I've been an emotional wreck through this whole process.
One of my students said, here's a play where you see lots of conflict and no real antagonist. There's nobody who's really bad in this play.
John Watt plays Koi.
They're just overwhelmed by the situation. Maybe one of the things that's a light in the play is that, you know, everybody goes through these things, especially here in Hawaii where we're so committed to taking care of our loved ones.
Yeah, I guess dying doesn't necessarily bring out the best in us.
No,
either.
No. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
But it can, and sometimes does. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.